This is Scale to Fit, fitting your 50s. Restarting exercising and feeling like a rookie at the age of over 50. With Marco Lindgren.
I took my microphone out for a walk with my CrossFit training buddy Yaohui Liu to discuss how exercising changes over time, how to handle plateaus, and how to keep going, because why not? Yaohui has kept on doing CrossFit for over a decade now, unlike me who gave it up after the first season of the podcast. Now we went back to have a look at how it has been. And for CrossFit, especially appropriate is, what I like to say, don't do nothing, do something and scale it back. And first, I wanted to know what has kept him going, working out.
So many years has passed. I think more or less doing CrossFit has more or less become a habit for me. Rather than something I have to think about, it has become part of my schedule. Sometimes even in a busy time, I still thought that I need to do it and I feel good doing it. And yeah, so indeed, over time, this develops as a habit rather than something you consciously have to think of.
Can you pinpoint a time when it turned from a driven by motivation into a habit that you really feel like a need to go?
I think maybe 3 to 5 years in, because at the beginning for CrossFit, you have a lot to learn and you see a very rapid growth, no matter from shaping your muscle tone or learning some new skills like muscle up or handstand and all these things that usually you feel like a kind of achievement. And I'm a learning person. I like to learn new skills. And this is something that physically can be shown. And so it motivates me going repeatedly to learn new stuff. And also you see your personal growth, like your personal PRs to grow and so on. But at some point, you also face CrossFitters, almost all face a phase called plateau. And this is the difficult part, which you feel maybe a little bit frustrated because you don't do heavier or faster that easily. So that is the moment somehow a routine start to kick in. I think I was lucky to, get a good community support with the boxes I participate, knowing a lot of people. I wouldn't call them very close friends, but they are very supportive and encouraging.
Let's sidetrack to the plateau a little bit, because I think that the plateau is a very familiar phenomenon to anybody who is doing exercise a little bit longer. So are you saying that you just went through the plateau but just by sticking to the exercise, or did you do something else to get over that moment of no results?
I don't have results. When I say plateau, it means that I don't set new personal record easily or for a long time.
Yeah, basically your development is sort of stalls.
Exactly. So, but it's not like deteriorating or dropping that either.
But how do you go through it? How did you go through it? Just by sticking to the routine, or is there something else?
Sometimes you just have to mentally accept that there are physical limitations, or your level of training could only reach a certain level. I'm that kind of athlete or CrossFitter is not aiming to go to so much of a, in a competition mode, rather than keep myself fit and agile and healthy. Therefore, it wouldn't be a very big frustration for me in that sense.
So basically that depends on your goals, because if your goal is just stay healthier and keep fit, so it doesn't really matter if there's a moment in time that you don't feel that you improve your results all the time.
Exactly. And also even the top athletes also facing the same situation. So it's just personal, for personal level, at what level that you have to face this type of situation.
The good to know corner.
What is it when you feel stuck with the exercise? You're doing your thing, but nothing seems to happen. The same frustrating lack of progress. It's as if your body has just decided to give up on you. So what's actually going on here? When you first start exercising, your body is like, whoa, what is this crazy person doing to me? And it scrambles to adapt. Your nervous system gets better at telling your muscles what to do, your muscles get stronger, and boom, you are making gains left and right. But here is where it gets tricky. Your body is basically a really efficient machine that doesn't like to waste energy. Once it figures out how to handle your workouts, it's like, oh, this again, yeah, I got this. It becomes so good at what you are asking it to do that it stops needing to get better. That's your plateau right there.
Yes!
Think of it like learning to drive. Remember those first few weeks when everything felt overwhelming? But after a while, you could drive without even thinking about it. Your body does the same thing with exercise. It masters your routine and then coasts. Essentially, when you exercise, you're actually breaking down your body a little bit. Then, when you rest, your body doesn't just repair itself back to where it was. In fact, it builds back a little stronger, preparing for the next time you throw a challenge at it. What happens here is called supercompensation. But here's the catch. If you keep throwing the exact same challenge, your body reaches his new level and then stops. It's found its new normal and it's perfectly happy staying there. And this, in turn, is called homeostasis. Or you can think of it as your body being in a state of content. But it's not necessarily just about your body adapting. Maybe you are not pushing yourself hard enough anymore, or you are sticking to your old workout. Maybe you've gotten comfortable with your current level and forgot that whole progressive overload thing. Your body loves routine, but it also needs some variety to keep evolving. Or then, what if you are not recovering enough? Your muscles actually grow and your fitness improves when you are sleeping, not when you are exercising. And the nutrition, like we discussed in the previous episode, you can't outtrain a bad diet. And you definitely can't break through plateaus if you are not feeding your body what it needs. So, how to fix this? First up, progressive overload is your best friend. Keep challenging your body. Add more weight, do more reps, or walk longer or faster. Make the exercise gradually harder so your body has to keep adapting. Try training in cycles. You could do 4 weeks of more intense exercise followed by a week of lighter strolls and then return to heavy exercise but with a different program. This keeps your body guessing. Or then mix things up. Try full body workouts or introduce bodyweight movements into your walking routine. Keep your muscles on their toes, literally. And sometimes you need to actually back off. Get your sleep, take your rest days and pay attention to what your body is telling you. Taking some deload weeks where you exercise lighter or take more rest can help you come back stronger. And then maybe the most important part. Plateaus are normal. They are not a sign that you are failing or that you should give up. They are a sign that your body has adapted to what you have been doing, which is amazing when you think about it. Instead of getting frustrated, see it as your body telling you it's time to level up your game. Take a step back. Assess what you're doing, make some strategic changes and trust the process. Your next breakthrough is probably just around the corner.
The good to know corner.
Okay, let's keep the same theme. So is there any other ways that your exercise has evolved or changed over the time?
I think as people are growing older, particularly in my case, I start to accept that I could do some exercises in a scaled way, not always RX. And also, I have good days and bad days.
And RX means?
According to the record. I guess so, according to the specification of the training program. So I have good days and bad days, and I start to accept that someday I can push it a little bit harder. Some other days I could just relax a little bit, and but I try to just show up. I think that's the most important thing. Once you repeat it doing that, you will in the long run seeing you are keeping in a good shape.
Is there some changes that you would have noticed in your own body's response or development or how it reacts to the exercise over the years?
That's depending. At the beginning, when I started to doing CrossFit, I definitely grow a lot of muscle, and sometimes I can feel really happy to look in the mirror and you can see a clear muscle tone. And also what I'm particularly proud of is that I have a really good flexibility and mobility. The coach always give compliments on my squat, and on average, I think I do pretty well. And I think looking at on my health perspective over long run, even at very older age, I'm less prone to some like bone breaking or injuries and so on. That's really, really helpful. And yeah, so the training, of course, depending on different skills, like something are much easier, like I'm very good in coordination, like I can do double unders easily. I see a lot of people struggle. But then again, because I have injury on my wrist at a very young age, so I find it particularly hard to do handstand or hand walk, that kind of things. And still, until today, I'm still not able to achieve what I would like to. But it doesn't really matter, because I think what is really important is that you feel good about your own condition, and not just, you know, looking for particular scores or skills that you have to learn. Just accepting people are different.
Right. Is there any, or are there any things that would have, you said that there are certain things that have been difficult or easy for you, but are there some things that would have changed, like would have, that have become difficult or that have become easier over the experience and time?
Yeah, so I think for what has become easier is to master those movements, like to do it properly, like with so-called with quality, like a squat or clean or jerk. I can coordinate myself, my body much better, and even with a little bit heavier load. But from what become more difficult is definitely my overall metabolism or conditioning. They call it Metcon part. Usually this follows a heat, high intensive interval training regime. And sometimes I just feel like my heartbeat is too high to keep up. So I somehow have to control the pace, and therefore slowing down a little bit. And I realized that this is particularly more challenging as I'm aging or growing older.
Then, well, you have been, how long have you been training CrossFit now?
I think over 10 years.
Over 10 years. So in addition to the muscle growth, what would you say are the most noticeable results from all that work that you have been doing?
I think my muscle percentage remained relatively reasonable compared to my age group, and or above average. And I particularly is a proud of my shoulder, so I can push very well, and also my spine feels like strong. So even though doing a little bit heavy load on the clean or deadlifts, I try to keep the form pretty decent. Yeah, but then again, if you, I'm not in the age to pursue very visible six packs or eight packs, that kind of thing, because anyhow, this type of muscle tone, I know I have a strong core, but it's not necessary the muscle be visible due to my fat percentage. Is not so low as before.
Okay, then those were like a physical, physiological changes. But what about, have you noticed any like mental changes?
I think definitely CrossFit has really helped me to deal with a lot of stress, because in the working environment, and especially when I have a little bit more responsibilities at work and more stress, and then I can dedicate this time, clear my head to turn off what the mental stress is, and then to focus on the physical load. And that is actually even enjoyable to do. And I would say over the years, it's really helped me, especially in high stress situations. Once I could, that's perhaps one of the reasons keep me going as well, when I look deeper inside me.
So would you consider it sort of a mindfulness with heavy weights?
Oh yes, you can say that.
Then if you continue with the mental part, so people have different kind of identities in different places. So what would you, how would you characterize your sports identity? What kind of a sports person are you?
You should perhaps know that what kind of a sports person I am, because I'm a CrossFitter, and I definitely tell you. That's just a joke, but I would say I'm a fitness conscious person, and I'm seeking for overall wellness and long-term fitness. I'm ready for my old age.
Do you think that your sports identity, or which way it has changed over the time with your exercise becoming more frequent or almost like permanent thing in your life?
At the very beginning, I didn't know that I could be a CrossFitter, and I definitely had doubt that if I can keep it up, because when I read the program, it seems to be beyond my capabilities. But as time goes on, I think that doubt has been removed. And I think this athletes in CrossFit has become a identity that I would like to keep on. Of course, someday maybe my physical condition doesn't allow me to do that much, but I think I will keep on just showing up.
Well, that's a good advice. Is there any other kind of advice would you say to people who are, for example, struggling with keeping up the exercise, or have difficulties opening the door to get to the gym or whatever exercise location they are supposed to go?
Yeah, so I think just like my personal experience tells me that do not think too much the objective or end goal. Just do it, and over time the results will tell itself. Because if you focus on a particular goal, like you have to grow so much muscle, or you have to show a six pack, you will be disappointed, because this is not what fitness about. You know, all the social media or pressure from the peers doesn't help you. You just set a realistic expectation on yourself and keep on doing it. And of course, you have to feel fun. That's the most important thing. It's not necessarily everybody suitable for CrossFit. You could be a bicycler, you could do bike, you could be a runner, you could be a walker, or you could be a dancer. That's still the way to keep your physically fit. And I think find the right kind of sport is the most important thing that can sustain. Over time, the results will rewards you.
So if I would summarize, your advice is to show up and have fun.
Exactly. Well captured.
Weekly challenge.
So why don't you just do your normal regular exercise, but instead of thinking about how much you have to achieve this week, consciously avoid thinking about any goals or set targets. Just go, do your thing and focus on enjoying every moment of it and having fun. And remember what I like to say, don't do nothing, do something and scale it back. This was Scale to Fit, Fit in Your 50s with Marko Lindgren. All sounds are made by me. Send us your feedback via email at feedback@scale2.fit or visit podchaser.com/scale2fit to leave a rating. Don't forget to check the show notes at scale2.fit. All the links are there. Thank you for tuning in.